Now back to our coverage of the UN Climate Change Conference. The Paris talks aim to establish goals and a framework for reducing greenhouse gases and slowing global warming. Here in Canada, researchers are looking at how ecosystems can adapt to rising temperatures. As Briar Stewart reports, it may be critical to their survival.
The flowering plant, the Northern Blazing Star, stands about half a meter tall with purple blossoms cascading down its stalk. As a conservation biologist, Scott Nielsen has been studying it up close for years.
There's only a couple dozen populations known in the province.
And Nielsen says the area where they grow could go through a dramatic change.
In Alberta and in places like the Central Parkland around the Edmonton region, you know, we're talking within 100 years, 4 to 5 degrees Celsius increase in temperature, so warmer and drier.
Which is why Nielsen wanted to find out how the plant would cope with the change in temperature. So he and a team replanted about 120 of them, along with thousands of seeds. They were moved to an area in the southern part of the province and to sites much further north. What they found was that the plant fizzled in a hotter climate.
You know, it's hard to foresee the species being able to hold on in the long term without us intervening, without us helping the species in some way.
By that he means physically transplanting them to cooler climates up north where the plants ended up thriving. His work is part of a series of projects focused on climate change adaptation through Alberta's Biodiversity Monitoring Institute. Amy Nixon is the research coordinator there.
The research project as a whole provides sort of foundational knowledge that we can use to start to plan for the impacts of climate change on our species and ecosystems across the province.
The work was funded through a $2.4 million grant by the CCEMC, or the Climate Change Emissions and Management Corporation. That organization receives its money from the province's large emitters who aren't able to meet their carbon targets and instead pay a levy into the fund. The goal is to pay for research that would either reduce emissions or help the province adapt to climate change. That's what Alberta's Biodiversity Monitoring Institute is looking at. How will ecosystems change with a warming climate, and how will plants and animals be affected?
We were really trying to understand how has the weather changed over the past 20, 30 years.
Aaron Bain looked at how the burrowing owl population is affected by severe weather like flooding, which can destroy their nests. He's an associate professor of biological sciences at the University of Alberta. He says research into climate change adaptation can reveal how animals and plants can be helped, but it can also lead to difficult dilemmas.
It's the million-dollar question, and I mean, there's a lot of conservation biologists right now talking about the idea of what's called triage, which is we need to assess which species can we do something for, and which species for which that's probably just far too expensive and it's not likely going to work, and we have to maybe say those are things we might not be able to save.
He admits it's a depressing thought, but decisions that may be necessary if the temperature extremes become that much higher. Briar Stewart, CBC News, Edmonton.